Do you remember a time you prayed for rain? If your family is in farming, I bet you do. For me, a long hot summer can lead me to pray for rain, to cool things down a bit, and give everything a good drink. Last year, I remember a very specific prayer for rain. California was hit with one of the most deadliest and destructive wildfires ever recorded. There was a total of 8,527 fires, burning an area of close to 2 million acres. This included the deadly Camp Fire that killed at least 85 people. Seeing those images on the news and hearing stories on social media of families fleeing their homes and firefighters risking everything to fight it, my heart was gripped with heartbreak and concern for those people in that area. I prayed for rain. Our family prayed for rain. We recognized the great need for it to possibly help stop those fires. I didn't know if I've ever prayed harder for rain like I did last year. Our prayers shift a bit and have greater depth and urgency when our heart gets involved. One night I had a dream, and without going into detail, I can tell you it was more of a nightmare. There were images I didn't want to retain in my brain, but when I woke up in the middle of the night, my heart was beating fast and I was physically shaken. God used that dream and the fear that somewhat gripped me to move my heart to pray for anyone that may be facing persecution. I can't explain it, but that night I prayed very specifically for something that I personally did not face, but something I knew someone somewhere might be facing that moment. It was powerful, and I felt very humbled by it. It felt like God opened my eyes to a very specific need and invited me to intercede for people I'll never know. I hugged my family tighter that next morning, but as a result, praying for the persecuted became a part of my daily prayer. Stop for a minute and think about how many needs you've come across today alone. Maybe needs you have in your own life or family, and as you've watched the news, scrolled through your newsfeed or stories, no doubt you've seen friends and connections asking for and needing prayer. It's easy to shoot up a quick prayer, but how often are we really moved to urgency? The power of prayer is undeniable. Prayer to God is modeled for us all throughout the pages of the Bible. Men and women cry out to God for salvation, redemption, provision, forgiveness, protection, wisdom, and direction. Prayers asking God for children, rescue, healing, favor, restoration, and even prayers for rain. We are called to pray. Adam and Eve walked and talked with God in the garden. Today, we walk with God and talk to Him through prayer. Jesus made that way possible, and prayer connects us to the heart of God as we grow in our relationship with Him. 1 Timothy 2:1. I urge you, first of all, to pray for all people. Ask God to help them, intercede on their behalf, and give thanks for them. Paul tells Timothy to pray for all people, not just your friends. Pray for those you know. Pray for those you don't. Pray for rulers and government. Pray for your neighbors. Pray for those hurting. God invites us and moves us to intercede on their behalf, because when we fall on our knees, church, and pray, revival comes. Peace comes, salvation comes, healing comes, walls shake, chains are broken, and God moves. That's the truth. Pray with urgency, like you pray for rain during a wildfire. It will change you, and it could change the world. I'm Lori Klein.